This coming Friday is a really important day in the Christian year, but it's also a kind of special day in the regular world. It's the feast day of St. Patrick of Ireland, the 17th of March. Now, all I knew growing up was that you should wear green so somebody wouldn't pinch you. That's all I knew about the day. But there's a lot more to know. In the first place, St. Patrick was not from Ireland. He was born in Britain, what we would now call England. And he grew up, and when he was 16, when he was a teenager, a ship came over from Ireland, and a group of people who were there gathering slaves captured him, took him to Ireland, and turned him into a slave. And for 6 years, he worked for a sheep owner. He kept the sheep for this farmer, and he was his slave. He had to do whatever the farmer said. He could not leave. He had to keep watch over the sheep. So for 6 years, he was forced to do that kind of work, until one night he had a dream. And in the dream, he saw a ship that was sailing from Ireland back to England. And he saw where the ship was. And in the dream, an angel of God told him, go find this ship and they will take you back home. So that night, he left the sheep in the wilderness and he took off for that ship. Sure enough, when he got to the place that he had dreamed about, there was the ship. He talked to the people on board the ship to see if they would let him go to England, but he was an escaped slave. They were afraid to. Finally, he talked them into it, and so they took him back home to England. Well, after that, he was a changed person. He decided that he was going to study to be a priest, like one of your pastors here. He studied and he became a priest. And after he became a priest, he had another dream. And in that dream, someone from Ireland appeared. And the person said, come back and walk among us, holy servant boy. Go back to Ireland where he was a slave? Who would be foolish enough to do that? Well, Patrick was foolish enough to do that. Again, he listened to the dream and he followed it. He went back to Ireland and started talking to the people who had held him as a slave about God's mercy and love. And to this day, Ireland is a Christian nation because of a man many, 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 many years ago who was willing to go back and preach love to the people who had treated him badly and hurt him, who had held him as a slave. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later, but on St. Patrick's Day, if you happen to wear green, it's not just because you don't want to get pinched. It's to remind you of a man who was brave enough to go back to the people who had enslaved him and share God's love with them. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us folks who show us love and mercy and for teaching us how to show love and mercy to others. Help us to follow your example in Jesus and the example of Patrick and others as we attempt to love all folks, even those who don't care very much for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.